So I think what we're very curious about, if you can talk a little bit about what your decision to go into missions as medical professionals. I think that's what Michelle also really wants to hear. It might be from, I don't know, it might be from way back at the Ethiopian.
All right, so I can say that I was a slow developer. So in school, I did very badly in school. I wasn't interested. But something happened to me when I came to Australia. Something happened and I started studying. And I don't think I did well enough to get into medicine, but I did. And then I said, Lord, you know, I'll give back to you this thing and be a medical missionary. So that was from when I first entered medical school. And so I met different missionaries along the way that encouraged me. So one was Barry Hicks in this house group. He connected me with a surgeon from Singapore who worked in Niger called Andrew Ng. He's legendary. He's just
Singapore.
Passed away. Yeah.
Oh,
from Bat
SGH.
Bishop.
SIH.
SIH.
Huh?
He was working in SGH, right?
Well, a long time ago. He's in his 70s. He was in his 70s.
When he left, he was in his 30s to Africa.
Yeah. So I corresponded with him and then eventually went to Niger for my elective in 1981. I had quite a few questions to be answered, like, you know, how can I bring my family up in Africa with all this? And to see him with his two kids there thriving. And then the Lord spoke to me from Genesis 12. Says, leave your country and your household and I will bless you and your descendants, right? Mm-hmm. So what the Lord said is, if Abraham hadn't gone, then his children would have missed out on the blessing. I thought, oh. So that was quite revolutionary for me to think that way. Yeah. And after that, I was quite happy to really go out and believe that if God calls you, he will bless you. Even though Abraham had to go to a place he had never seen, never been. It's like Africa was like, you know, so far away, so many unknowns, so unsafe, and all those sort of things. And that was back in the 80s. So it was there, I got interested in surgery, came back here. He was wanting me to go back straight away so that he could train me to be a surgeon, but most of my bosses said, no, don't do that. Train as a surgeon here, and then you can go, because when you come back here, you're not recognized. So I think that was very good advice. So got married and then got trained in surgery, and after that we left. So that's in a nutshell. But interestingly, we're reflecting on how the life of missionaries have influenced us more than we know. So my great-grandfather, now you're talking about way back, my great-grandfather on my mother's side migrated from China to Perak, and he was a tin miner, sent my grandfather to ACS, and my great-grandfather passed away. So my grandfather told the headmaster, Mr. Hawley, he says, I can't afford to come anymore. So the headmaster was a missionary. ACS was, I think, run by the Methodists.
Yeah, Methodists.
Yeah. So it gave my grandfather a scholarship. And then he became, he started attending the Methodist church, sent my mum to the Methodist college. And so, you know, had not been for Mr. Hawley, then my grandpa, you know, and subsequently. So I just stand back and think, wow, these are unseen influences of missionary life on me and my family. And I guess you sort of complete the circle by going back. So yeah, that's how. And as well as the Brethren Church was, you know, missionaries that came out. The Methodists actually had a big impact in Singapore, I think, and then Malaysia. And the Brethren as well, they set up schools. And churches. So as in latter years, after having been to Africa, all this sort of history came back, and it's just amazing to see the mosaic. You know, we just fit in a little bit in the big picture.
What would you say to medical students, like, I mean, I guess there are so many decisions that face, you know.
I think the scope of service is not mission work. I think you, right, it's who you are and how you treat every individual is important. And I think the place is not important. You can treat people here, you can treat people in Ethiopia, you can treat people in London. But if you, you need to treat them as a Christian, treat, respect the person that you, you treat. And that speaks, that to me is missional, right? Because I think people put missionary work on a pedestal, missionaries on a pedestal. I think that's so wrong. Because ministry is not missionary work. Ministry is who you are, what God has given you to do, and do what God has put in your hands to the best of your ability, with His strength, with His glory. And train to be the best you can be. Because I think that's one of the biggest impact you can make, is be well trained. It's terrible if you're an incompetent medico and trying to preach, you know, and that's really a bad testimony if you're giving bad treatment to people. So I would encourage you to do that and seek higher training. Training, it's always useful. And it's, if you think of overseas work, they will open doors. Now they say, oh, doctor, not enough, right? They want you to be like something else. Because now developing countries are become developed, so what was good 50 years ago doesn't apply now. And find a life partner that will support you. I think that is so important. That's true. You need a partner that has the same vision. Otherwise, it's very difficult.